11:02 on December 13th, and I call to order the State of Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners meeting. And Miss Poe, would you, or no, who do we want to have give us a Miss Poe? General
I will give
Michelson, why don't you give us a roll call?
yes, of
Point of
course.
clarification, real quick. 12:02. 12, what did I say?
11:02.
Oh, I'm on California time.
Okay.
Let's go with, we'll go with 12:02. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Davey?
Present.
Mr. Diner?
Present.
Dr. Catarino? Dr. Flint?
Present.
Dr. Medina?
Present.
Dr. Malott, Dr. Stenhoff,
Here. Excuse me, here.
thank you. Dr. Stewart,
Present.
Mr. Nguyen, we do have six members present.
Very good. All right. So we're going to move right to item number three, discussion consideration, possible action regarding performance appraisal for our executive director, and a possible salary adjustment. So I am the lead on this. I believe that Jean is going to help me with some of this as well, right, Miss Jean? And given that we are going to discuss, like, is this something we need to move into executive session, given that we're all, it's given the current parties that are attending, do we technically need to move into it?
Yes, when it comes time to conducting the actual appraisal or evaluation, you do go into executive session. Ms. Pekkanen can be present if you want to ask her specific questions about her duties, her performance. And then if the board wants to deliberate the evaluation or the appraisal, she would be beamed out of the executive session so the board could have that discussion.
And then in terms of, I believe the, I don't think it was attached to the meeting notice, but there was a memo, right, Ms. Pakenham, that you had put together for us for the last board meeting, with regard to some of the information.
I put it in the folder, I
It's in
believe.
the
I
folder. Okay.
transferred over to the link.
Has everybody had a chance to look at that and kind of the parameters that were laid out? Okay. We're feeling good about all that information. Any questions here around the
I do.
yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of, I believe I don't have it right here in front of me, but I believe the incremental increase had been like 2%. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And what's our maximum increase that we can talk about?
Is that okay to talk in open session, Ms. Galvin?
I think it goes to, although salaries are part of the public record and available to anyone, this is the typical type of information we would do in executive session.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will withdraw
So,
the question then.
yeah, I'm not sure I have any questions for open session. I think we can probably go into executive session unless other people have things that are important to do here. And if not, then I'll make a motion that we move into executive session for the purpose of conducting the performance appraisal for our executive director and salary discussions.
Second.
Second.
We'll say that that was second by consensus. Are we going to move? Like, should we move into a break room?
Mr. Chair, yes. I had created a breakout room. What I'm observing, however, is that Ms. Michelson does not appear as eligible. She's not even on the list to send into the breakout room. I just want to confirm that you won't need her because it is just going to be impossible for me to send her in. So Ms. Galvin, I can send in and all of the members, but that's for some reason I'm thwarted.
And I don't need to be present, during the deliberations or questions that you have. I can be brought in if you have legal advice needs.
I think, I don't know who was, I don't know that I was around the last time we did one of these. So Ms. Galvin, I wouldn't mind if you would just come in as someone who has
Yes.
background knowledge to assist us.
Very good.
Okay, so Ms. Michelson and I will stay in public session. I believe that after I open the room, I will be able to join. But again, Ms. Michelson will have to stay in the public session. Just wanted to be to make you aware.
Thank you.
Magic on the end.
Very good. So we're returning from executive session where we had some discussion amongst the board members. I for one just would like to make a couple of general statements with regard to Ms. Pakkinen's professionalism and her skill set and her ability to really operate our board and do it so that, whatever's going on behind the scenes, her team is always prepared. Her team is always ready to step forward and answer questions for us, get us additional information on the fly. Sometimes we're, sometimes as a board, we're asking things, in the moment or in vivo versus, ahead of time. And they're always prepared. Heidi has them, Ms. Backman has them ready to go with that information and ready to support us. As a leader, to have that kind of respect from your team and have that kind of action by your team speaks to your skills. And I think in terms of Ms. Pakkinen, not only in her organizational skills of what she does for us, but it's also in those leadership skills of what she works with her team and this particular board. I, for one, see her as an individual that not only meets our expectations as an executive director, but exceeds them in so many ways. And as someone who has been on the psychology board for I believe now 6 years, and in that time serving alongside with many of you and then with Ms. Pakkinen and her team, I believe that every single day we're only getting better processes, better improvements, better ways to be able to support our licensees, whether they're behavior analysts or psychologists. And I just look forward to the future. I look forward to what Ms. Pakkinen is going to continue to bring to us as a board and along with her team. So thank you, Ms. Pakkinen, and I will let Dr. Stewart speak.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. I absolutely agree with what Dr. Davey has said, and also referencing the discussion in the executive session. The metrics that we have applied all show above and beyond the duty that Ms. Pakkinen has performed at. Not only that, not only is she the leader of this team, which reflects how well the team is run in its leader, but also she looks at the state legislative process and keeps an eye on the various laws that are being presented that directly impact the Board of Psychologist Examiners in the state of Arizona. So I am exceptionally pleased. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Dinar.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. And I just want to echo what Dr. Davey and Dr. Stewart said. All of the above, and plus, I also want to commend Ms. Pakkinen for showing grace under pressure. I know the executive director's job is not easy, and I also realize that sometimes, at least as board members, we sort of create a huge or maybe a sizable psychological footprint, let's say, the aftermath of some of the decisions that the board takes. I know, Heidi sort of insulates us from all of the things that she has to deal with, and at the same time, sort of leaving the board in a place where we can have discussion, deliberation of sometimes contentious issues and sometimes contentious cases. So I really appreciate Ms. Pakkinen's leadership on that front and the way that she and the staff sort of support the board in every way imaginable. And just for the record, I was very pleased with the way that the board staff and Ms. Pakkinen dealt with the jurisdictional educational tool, the JET. I'm excited for what we have in store on that front. So I wanted to make a point to mention that as well. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. There's enough.
Thank you, Dr. Davey. And you know, like all of my fellow board members have said, it's been an incredible process. The fact of organization, the development of the position itself, and development of the board, from acquisition of data using interns to spreading the news across the United States and letting the rest of the United States what a great job that the psych board has been doing in the state and expanding that out and also being a source of information for those other states. And then I've been able to work with Ms. Pakanon in a couple of different capacities. One is a chair on a committee, and then also now as a board member. And as you've all said, she handles this with extreme grace, kindness, and is very collegial and willing to help out whenever it's needed in a very, very short moment. I'll send emails out and I'll hear from her within a very short few minutes, and we'll be meeting that day. So Ms. Pack and I do appreciate all that effort you do, that you know, it's not just your job, but you're doing it with excellence. So I appreciate that.
Very good. Yes, Dr. Medina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with everything that has been said. Ms. Pakanon, I, don't think I could have, onboarded and gotten up to speed if it wasn't, in part for your support. Because you do have a gift to make maybe, complicated government things understandable and understand the processes. So I truly appreciate that, and I think every project that I've seen you, touch, whether it's our meetings or, investigations, the JAD, or even the support for the behavior analysts to have their own sort of separate board has I've always been impressed. So, yeah, excellent job. And I couldn't be here without your support.
Yes, timing was everything for your confirmation, for sure.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
that just speaks to Dr. Stewart's point of being able to help us legislatively, and even to Mr. Dinert's point, just manage the minefield that sometimes gets thrown at us to be able to make everything work out. So, all right, with that, I would like to go ahead and make a motion that we proceed with what was discussed in executive session and the consensus that was made there with Ms. Galvin present. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Medina. That is a second. Roll call for this, Ms. Galvin, since it is nope. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstaining? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Ms. Pack. And I guess we didn't give you a chance to speak at your appraisal. It's not very nice of us, but I think that was probably warranted because, but if you would like to, I know we've kind of gone through the motion, but if you wanted to say anything, you don't have to. But if you had any comments, we'd be happy to listen to you.
I always have something to say, Chair. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for acknowledging the extraordinary work and talents of the team. It's among the best, if not the best, that I've ever had the privilege of working with. Just the degree of dedication that they all have, even when faced with daunting challenges and, dare I say, adversity, we navigate through it, together and in support of one another. And I have such admiration and respect for them all. Thank you for your trust in me. You see me just a couple of occasions each month. You have no idea what I'm doing in the interim. I mean, maybe to Dr. Stenhoff's point, I've respond to emails, but you really you trust me, and I value that tremendously. I would hope and I would ask that if I'm ever trying to lead or meander into the wrong direction, you would rein me in swiftly and directly. So please, I ask that of you. I love what I do, and I'm privileged to be in, you know, circumstances where I can be a public servant and do this work. It is all of your fault that I am not a sommelier, so I'm trying not to resent you for that. But no, truly, I really do. This work is so valuable to me. And I said recently, and I meant it, that there's so much more to do. When I came to this board and I realized that it was not at all operating as a contemporary regulatory agency in my mind, I thought this is such an exciting challenge to take on. And, you know, we've all made, I think, great progress together. There's still so much more to do. So, you know, I hope you are all ready to continue this ride with me, and let's see where, see what we accomplish.
Very good. All right. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Still moved.
Second.
Only piece of discussion is with the motion, Gene, what are the next steps? Like what happens next behind the scenes to make sure that this all gets passed through to the right people?
The chair would confer with Heidi to let her know what the consensus was, and then she would complete the necessary paperwork. If she needs anything signed from the chair on behalf of the board, she would contact you.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much. No further discussion. All right. All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, everyone, for making this work today. I'm very pleased
that
it's done before the end of the year.
Thank you, Heidi, so much. Appreciate it.
Happy